Hrčavati Mikses Nitskoj, tu dobro. To novo. Hrčavati Mikses Nitskoj, Hrvati betašlume Nitskoj, kjerše kol Nitskoj. Those are the same words of the Mishnah. If somebody prepared, arranged part of the Nezek, he's chayim to pay as if he did the whole thing. But here this Bryce explains an example for the Mishnah. Ketzat, achoy v'boi, tisho, somebody dug a pit of nine. Nine tefachim pit can damage, can't kill. And somebody else came and he dug out that last tenth tefach, which now made the pit into a pit that can kill an animal. The achron, the one who did that, is chayv. Chayv for what? And the one we're assuming means chayv for nezikin. He's chayv to pay for the damages. Even though the first guy also caused the damages, right? He did nine. The guy who made the tenth, he's chayv completely. He's chayv for the damages. Why should that be? But they're like your Rebbe, and that's not like Rebbe. So that's what our mission meant to say. Our mission say we're following the Shita of Rabbanon, not Shita of Rebbe, and we're holding that if somebody caused the pit, converted the pit from being a simple damaging pit to one that can kill. The one who converted it into a killing pit is chayv for all the damages. He only did mixes nitzke. He only did that last tefach. He's chayv as if he did the entire tent for him, and the original guy's off the hook. Rabbi Omer, oh, so he said to look, Rabbi, that's not like Rabbi. The Tanya, achayv for boi tisho, vachav have a price of the same what we just said. Achrin chayv, Rabbi Omer. Rebbe said regarding Misa, obviously the Achrin is going to be Chayim because he's the one that dug the Misa. Regarding Nizokin, Rebbe holds both of them are Chayim. So our mission is following Rabbanon. He holds shouting, Mixes Nizkoi. Kol. That the second one did call him Shimon. He did only one tefach, and yet he's going to pay for the entire damages, like the Rabbanon. They can't fit in according to Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, even though the second one only did part of the hezek, he's permitted only part of the hezek. The first guy is also chayv. So we don't have a case of chavti. Hechshavti mixes nitzke, hechavti b'tashlumi nitzke, kiru kule. It's not true. Under Rebbe, they're both chayv. That's the first mahalach in the Gemara. So that's the mahalach of. Doesn't have a name really. Just Deloki Rebbe. Then along came Reb Popeh, and he said, it can even fit like Rebbe. The pshat in the Mishnah is lemise. The Mishnah is talking about Misa. We did actually. We can even fit like Rebbe. Shout, he mixes Nitzkoi. Means I did it from 9 to 10. Then, Chavti, with the Shlomi Nitzkoi, Kech Shekol Nitzkoi, I'm Chayv as if I dug the entire 10 for him. The first guy is not Chayv, he didn't kill it. He didn't make such a pit. The second guy, he only did one Tefach, as if he did entire 10 for him.
Isn't that called doing the entire thing by changing it from
Very good.
well.
Very good. You're asking good. What exactly is the Nekudas Machlokes between the first Malach and the second Malach of the Gemara? The first Malach of the Gemara said it's only going like Rabbanon, it can't fit in with Rebbe. And then on came Reb Pop and said, no, I can even go like Rebbe, talking about Misa. What was the first Malach's thought? Why didn't he learn like Reb Pop? And what was Reb Pop arguing with the first Malach? There's obviously some discussion. What was it? Why did the first Malach say, no, it's not possible to go like Rebbe? So the simple understanding is how our parents understand it. Like we were saying, first Mahalach held, this is not called, if you did it from 9 to 10, it's not called that the first one did part and the second one did part, and yet the second one's chayiv for everything. If you converted it from 9 to 10, the first guy did nothing. He didn't make anything to do with Mises. And the second guy did the entire thing. So that's why the first opinion, I don't have a name for it, but the first opinion of the Gemara held that this Gemara can't, this Mishnah can't go like Rebbe. About the Misa, everyone agrees a Misa, if somebody does it from 9 to 10, then everyone would agree the one who does the 10th is Chayav. The Shani, did that call the Shaltim Mixas Nizkoi? First opinion said that's not called Mixas Nizkoi. If you make it from 9 to 10, you're not doing Mixas Nizkoi, you're doing the entire thing. The first guy didn't do that.
What's the case? I don't understand.
One person dug 9 Tvachim.
Did together? They said let's come together.
One person did 9 Tvachim.
Understand.
And then the second person did the 10.
As a joint group, let's do it together out of the first 9.
It wouldn't make a difference.
Why would it not make a difference?
It wouldn't make a
difference. Why?
Because
why?
They
it
should
sound like
everyone
should be responsible.
The mission says not.
The mission seems to say that as soon as you do a part, you're responsible for everything. Doesn't say which part. It says do a part, any part. First part, second part, third part, do a part. Do a part, you're responsible. Why not?
But you've seen the Gemara says it's not upset.
I don't say how Gemara gets to that conclusion.
Because the Gemara says, Echshavti, as if I did the entire thing.
What?
Now, a person who did only 5 tvachim can't be chayav for damages of 9. He didn't do 9. If somebody dug 5 tvachim and another person did another 4, right? There's no way there that the first guy should have to pay for damages if he did 9 tvachim. Because he didn't dig 9 tvachim. He dug only a pit of 5. So the words of the Mishnah can't be referring to the first guy. He didn't do it.
He didn't do what?
He dug a pit of 5 tvachim.
So what?
The 5 tvachim can cause a hefzed maybe of 30.
But to get to 10 or 9, you need 5.
Okay, I
so
didn't do it.
Didn't.
I didn't do it.
You see the what?
I didn't do that. What do you want from me? I didn't do 9.
You did it first 5.
Okay, so why should I be a chayv? Why should I be a chayv as if I did the whole 9?
Because the mission said, meets us.
Okay, so now we have to understand the mission. Is the mission going on the first guy or the second guy?
And everyone.
So it can't be on the first guy because it doesn't make any sense. If a person only dug 5 tvachim, there's no way you can make him liable for more damage than what he did. If you do understand, of course you can understand that. If a person only did a part only did X amount, you can't make him liable for more than what he did. That's not shaya. Because he only did X amount. How can he be liable for more? Because somebody else follow the home, what's that got to do with me? I only X amount. I can't be held liable for more. What do you want? Because somebody did it together with me. Ain't she a there's no such thing as him acting as my agent. I did X amount. I can't be liable for more than X. The shade is on the second guy. The second guy did X amount, but it was built on something that was there already. So maybe there we can say he would be liable for the entire thing. So if the Mishnah said that he's liable for the entire thing, he must be talking about the second person. And it's saying a chiddush. The second person is liable and not the first. Because it's saying he's liable as if he did the whole thing. So he's liable for the whole thing. Now we know that the nizik never gets paid more than the damage that happened to him. So you have a guy whose animal got killed. Let's say it's 10,000 shekels damage. We say the second guy has to pay the 10,000 shekel. So what does the first guy have to pay? Obviously nothing. So who's that going like? What's this going like? Whose opinion is that? The second guy has to pay and not the first? So we can't be talking about where one person did a pit of 5 and the other one added an extra till 8 or 9 because they're both reliable. Because they both cause damage. So they're both reliable. So it wouldn't be one guy taking responsibility. So it must be talking about changing from 9 to 10. But then we know there's Machlikas, Rebbe Rabbonon. The Rabbonon hold in that case. The second guy is time.
5 to 9, for example. How do you know that the 5 won't damage anything?
Yeah, you'd have to bring experts to decide. You'd have to bring experts. If it's not sharp to know, then if it's mukhar, the first guy didn't do anything, then the second guy would have to pay. You'd have to bring experts for it. But the only case where we know that this machlik is from 9 to 10. Now, Volan said one guy did a pit of 9 and the other guy did a pit of 10, and the other guy added and made it into a pit of 10, then the second guy is now the balaboy. The second guy is the one who has to pay for the entire damage. Damage. Even though the first guy also caused damage. The second guy took every right. So look, Rebbe, I just want to finish up. Rebbe, sorry, Rebbe holds that, no, since it's called talking about damage, they're both tied. There is a case of Rebbe's Maskin that only a second guy is chayav, and that's by Misa. So for some reason, the Gemara did not want to entertain the idea that the Pshat in the Mishnah is to my Misa. If Shati mixes Nisko, Chavti Kiel, Tashumi Nisko, Kiel, Kol Nisko, why didn't we talk about Misa? Why didn't we only talk about Nezek and say it's not going like Rebbe? Talk about Misa and it's going like Rebbe. So I'll give Ruvay the answers. Very poshut. If it's talking about from 9 to 10, the first guy didn't do that Bechlal. So of course he's not Chaim. It's not that Shati mixes Nisko, the same guy did part of it. He did the entire thing. He changed it from 9 to 10. He made the entire bit. Therefore, we cannot be talking about Misa. We must be talking about Ezekiel. And then it's mixed. It's good. First guy did 9, could cause damage. The second guy did mixes. It's good. And nevertheless, the second guy's crying. Why? Because he's going like, going to pop. That's the first one we can go. We have to understand the pop. Yes, yes.
I'm going to take you down. We know it's possible to make a pin in the Shusura.
Right.
And a person has an obligation, he wants to be cluttered, that he has to cover it up.
That's
right. Right? So if you're a little hold on this, what do I care if somebody else came and added the fact that I did 5 and did not cover it, he's obligated no matter who else came along and dug it afterwards.
Not true.
Why?
No, not true.
Why not?
Because there's two alchemy in the Gemara there. Why exactly the Chacham hold the second guy is the one chayiv? The maskana of the Gemara was based on a pasuk, kiyche ish boy, one, a boy can only be labeled by one person. If you have two people that were involved in making a pit, first guy did X and the second guy took over, the pit is named after the second guy. Kiyche ish boy. Taisa says, and Rashi also told you, this time you looked it up. Rashi says, it turned out from the pasuk you saw. Rashi said, time and fast, come on, McCroy. The very shows you're not going to support. Then fancy you might as well tell you where to go. So it could be an old modern, tell you where it is. Maybe you found it hard. Tosis here made it even easier. Because Tosis actually says where it is. Tosis explains it. Rashi tells you to look there. Tosis tells you what it is. You don't have Yiche. Yiche. Ephod Velishna. It's a Joshua that told me can only be one guy live. So if two people dig the pit together, put them out. Why the Torah says that?
Why would that be?
Why so the Torah
says that? You're saying they're both digging at the same time, only one's going to be liable?
Yeah, if they're both taking out the earth together, then they're called one unit.
Right.
That's Kiyichah, they are one
it's
unit.
It's not Ish about
them. It's one unit, right? What happens if you have Siamese twins to Ish, right? They would be Chayav, even though it's not Ishachat. It's one unit. If two people are putting out the earth together, that's one unit. But if one person does it, then it's, and the other guy takes over, the Torah be megalitas chiddush. Only the second guy is the one left. So it's exactly as kiyche, one echod velishta. Good. So that's good now. All right. So that's pshatim rab in the chachamim in the first malach of the Gemara. Kepapa though says no. The Mishnah is talking about the misa. We've been asked why is that? Yes, mixes needs go. If not, he did the whole thing. So Bob understands, it's true, of course, the thing that killed it is the 10th Tefach, but it was all built on the 9th Vachim. The 9th Vachim is definitely what Goyim, and we're going to see as we get through the sugya, it's definitely a factor that was involved in the demise of that animal. The animal didn't die just for the one thing. It died because of the 9th Vachim plus the one. So Meno, Bob is also called Mixas Nitzkoi. I did part of the thing that made it die. It's true. Only because it made it die. It's only because it made it die. But the thing I did was built on already made something of Hezek. So therefore, the Hezek definitely was a goyim in the death of the animal.
So the Rav was therefore old, and you treated it being only Mixas Nitzkoi, even though you actually converted the entire bit.
Right. Why? Because he holds that the mother, the nine, had an impact in the death of the animal as well. That's a good catch, and that's the state that Machlokes said. Has to be something like that. So let's read it out. Since you raised it, you don't doubt it.
Oh.
Counter was that why should it be called mixes in history? He did the whole thing.
He did it right.
Not for the fact that the Achirim had done the knowing, the Tefach Shachofa Achirim, lo yamis, that last Tefach that Achirim did, it would have died. So he calls it mixes in. It's a machlikas. The Kudus machlikas is a father, he transformed it into a death. But is that called mixas nizko or is that called kulay nizko? According to the first part of the Gemara, it's he created a new entity. So he made it all. The second part of saying, no, I made it all, but it was based on the original mind, and therefore can still call it mixas nizko.
But then Rabbi, who said by Nezikin, with that both of them share a Nezikin, they should both share, according to that logic, both of them should share the Misa too. Because without the nine, it wouldn't have happened either.
Again, you can't make him more liable for something than he didn't do. That's a klal. The person only does X, he can't get more clear than X. X plus he can't get, only X minus. So the Mela, there's no way the first guy, although you're right, he seems to be some type of partner in this type of bid. If you're chayef in his offer, he's not going to be chayef for Mis. Okay. So that's the Gemara. So Gemara saying we're going. That's the case. The case of the Mishnah was a boy, either a boy of Zokin, or 9 to 10. And it's going like Rebbe. It's going like a Bono and say only the Achren is Chayiv, or it's talking about 9 to 10 and referring to Misa, and it's going even like Rebbe. Let's see, Tosis. Acha, do we have any Rashi we missed out? 1 second. Ha Achrim Chaya. Ha Achrim Chaya. You see the Rashi? It's almost in line with the two dots that we started with. Ha Achrim Chaya. Bein Meis, Boyashoi, Bein Huzak. It makes no difference if the Shoi died or the Shoi got injured. In both instances, the Achroid is the one chayv, and not the one who dug before. What's the pshat? The Misa, I think we all understand why only the Achroid is chayv, right, David? Misa, why is only the Achroid chayv? You did it. You done it. Right, but what's pshat? Like, who is it? The time of Mufar shall come on, Mikroi, and then this reason is explained later on. The reason is explained later on.
Is there a reading?
Rashi or Achroid chayv? You there? They miss by a show in Uzak. The time of a fire shall come on the Kroi, the Perik Shoy Shonogach is a part. The reason is learned out from Sukim, then Perik Shoy Shonogach is a part. What was it exactly? So let's just jump to Tesis Achren Chayev. Tesis just says Shlomo to Rashi. Achren Chayev. The Achren is Chayev Gam Anizokin. The second one's Chayev entirely on the Nizokin. Vishen Potter Mikulo, Vishen Potter completely. That's the same as Rash. Obebeg Apar Mafarish Tam. And in the Peg of Shoshanagar Zapar, the Gemara explains why. Tehsev, because the Pesach says, Ki Yechre Echod Veloy Shnayim. Ki Yechre, Ki Yechre Ish Boy. Echod, one person, Veloy Shnayim. Two people can't, are never liable for one pit. And that drosh of kiyeche is if you have a basu osi veloy kamo. It's coming to say that the second one is chayev and not the first. This is the Gemara speaks out there as well. The omakro v'ameis yeloy. The pasuk says v'ameis yeloy. Hahu the ka'ovit shemisa. The one that does the shemisa, he's the one that's going to be chayev. So we have two people that are involved in a pit. Only one of them is going to be chayev. This is Rabbanan speaking. Even the governing Zakin, only one of them is going to be a chayiv. Which one? I mean, they both did the Zakin. They both damaged. They both, one did a pit of 9, one did a pit of 10. So why should we pick up one more than the other? So the Pasuk says, the one that did the Misa is the one that's going to be held liable for everything, even the Nizakin. So the first guy is Zecher Poshel from Potter from Misa, he didn't do it. But from Nizokin, there could have been a mockery to say that the first guy should be Chayiv. He denied. The other one only did one tefach. So he's bottled the roof. Yeah, you would have thought maybe the one of nine should be attacked. No, the Mesi Eloi. The Pasuk tells him, Mesi Eloi, the one that did the Misa, he has to pay even for the Nitzot. Okay, that's all to explain Shittat Rabbana. Back to Rashi Achrin Chayiv. Just did that one. After the one. Acha Achrin Lemisa. Now Shittat Rebbe. Acha Achrin Lemisa. What does that mean? Yes, you have the place. Acha Achrin Lemisa. Im Mesa Shor. If the Shor dies, Lo Yeshalim Harishon Klum. The Rishon doesn't pay anything. Is a Chiddush in Rashi. Rebbe holds Rishon's Chayiv and he's all. If an animal dies, does the first one have to pay at least for the Nizokin?
It dies.
It died.
Right.
But every death involves Nizokin as well. Right? They broke his leg and broke his back. So would you pay for the Nizokin? No, says Rashi. The first guy doesn't pay anything. Lo Yishalim Harishon Klum. He doesn't pay anything. Potter even for Nizokin. The test for him ain't been a day long. It's 9 Tvachim can't kill, and therefore he didn't die because of me. Had he broken his legs, I would have had to pay for that damage. But since, besides breaking his legs, he also died, so I don't have to pay for that. That's a Chiddush in Rashi. I am mocking to argue on it. That's what Rashi said. Le'ishanim Arishim Klum. Test for him ain't been a day long. But when the Gabi Nizokin, if the animal just died and got damaged and didn't die, then you divide up the damages between the two of them. How do you work it out? Do you work out that one of them did more than the other? How do you work it out? That we'll have to leave for another day. But that's a sugya really interesting argument. Part we have to work one out. How do you work out? Let's say one person did 4 tefachim, one person did 6 tefachim. So do we say the one who did 6 tefachim has to pay 60% of the damage, one who did 4 tefachim at 40%, or maybe even more than that? Maybe the one who did 4 tefachim did minimal damage, and the one that did the other 6 tefachim made the majority of much more of the damage.
But so exponentially, the damage is
more. Right, right. So all that practical rabbinics, we're going to have to leave for another time. Rav Papa is not going to explain the mission even like Rav. Masnisin, Dektoni, in Russian. Masnisin, the mission, Dektoni, Geaksha, Kol Niskoi, as if you did the entire Nezek, the Ein Chayiv, El Achroim, only the last one is Chayiv. That is referring to the Mise, is referring to Mise. It's referring to where the Shor died, and it's going according to everyone, both Rabban and Rebbe. Even Rebbe said, that only the last one pays for Misa. Okay, so that's the Gemara Pshat in the Mishnah. Read the Gemara. Read the Gemara Vesuleke. Maskevloi Vzeye. Read the Vzeye. Back to the Gemara. Yes, 7 lines up and then to the Gemara. Maskevloi Vzeye. Vesuleke. Well, there's no more. No other examples. That's the best you could find me. Pray for boy. 9 and somebody made it to 10. There's no other examples. I got some more examples. And I'm going to start listening to you about another 4 examples. The cash obviously is. No doubt you're bothered about it, there's no need. We don't start giving you a whole list of examples. We needed to explain the mission. The mission said that Shah, he mixes Nizko, he comes into Shum, and Nizko, Kilo, Kola, Yashu, Kol, Nizko. That's what we need to find. I can find an example. You need to find hundreds of examples. Why do you need it?
So the Makhid is only on the example and say the sport samples, or is the Makhid on actual substance of the exact skin?
Oh, very good point. Right? Simple reading. Maskev Zeir is Sulek. What? There's no more. You just told me one example. You could have told me more examples. And Tosis is going to ask that well, the Tana is not a peddler. Doesn't have to give up numerous examples. But the reason why Isaiah wasn't happy to the example we just gave is a very strong example. First of all, certainly you're going like a bomber, not going like Rebbe. And even if it's going like Rebbe, it's going to my misa, not to my nizokin. So it's a dochuk, it's a doichuk. And that's why we're going to ask there should have been other examples to say. So that's it. We haven't seen Tosis. Just giving you a quick preview to Tosis. Yeah. So maskev lo yabzeir. There's no other examples.
Who's he attacking? Sorry?
He's attacking the fact that we only gave that example. The example we gave was a very schwach example. I'm just explaining that. No. Attacking the fact that we gave this example. The Bryce gave this example, yeah? Okay, it's
Seleka sounds like your case is fine. I have another one.
Yes, if that's how it was, then it would be difficult.
Right.
Yeah. Means are there you got away with this answer. You got away with it. Going either like a bona or like rabbius, I mean you got away with it. But if there are no other better examples, Sulek, are there no other examples? Surely you got some other examples. I'll give you some. And then you didn't need to say this example. Yeah. The Sulek, well, there's no other example. For Ike, there is. There's another example. I'm going to give it to you. Masa Shoyoy, you've seen this Gemara, yeah? Masa Shoyoy, Lechamisha Bnei Adam. He gave of his Shoy to five people. Uposhoboy Echadmem. And one of them was negligent. Now, the princes of Vilna, they normally do a very good job. I'm very grateful to them how they set up the base and the daf. It's beautiful. But for some reason here, they made life a bit difficult. And Rashi, on the next part of the Gemara, is on Amud Beis, which is very difficult to for your mind to flow. So that's something which happened at Malasot. So till here, Rashi was on this page. But what's the case? V'sur Eleke, says Rashi, V'sur Eleke, Le'meima, Geshe Kol Nizkoi. Well, there's no other example of Geshe Kol Nizkoi. There is. So you could have said more. If it happened, they gave up his show to five people. So Rashi says, there's no Gemara. There's no Gemara for this. No Brisa. It says such a thing.
It's a made up story.
It's a made up case. His question was, I need to be sorry because you said that sorry. Okay, you brought Brian's to the book, but then writes in the big top because it had to say, you're in like a bomb, not like Rebbe, or took my Misa, on his dog, I was doing it. We could have asked for Miss Svara, what's a Svara? Well, Miss Svara come actually to Reb Zeir. And Reb Zeir was asking from Svara, but ain't a mission. It's not a mission, not a mission, not Bryce.
So, what's his Svara?
It's Rami, if it happened.
If happened?
Yeah. If it happened that you gave over to five people. So what happened? One of them was Peshel. Uposha boy echomen. Rashi says, Shaholach loy veloy shomoy. Why did he give up? He gave over to five people and said, listen, rabbis, please look after my show. And one of them said, they all accepted it. They all accepted the role of Shona. And then one of them said, I just remembered that my tea time now, and he went off. And he left the four of them with this show.
What's the law? First one.
The loin.
The branches in the
standard. Of the posha boy.
The shakolach law.
Yeah, he went off. But that's how you write it. Yeah, halakha, he went off himself. Right?
Oh.
Right. Halakha willay shomari means in the Brits, and okay, halakha means you went and didn't guard it. I mean, he went to not guard him. It doesn't make sense. One of them went off on his own and therefore didn't go. One of them went off. So, he went off and he didn't guard it. So what happened exactly? And we're saying, since he didn't guard it, he's chayiv for any damages that happened. He went off and he's chayiv for any damages that happened. What happened to the other four? There were five people guarding him. What happened to the other four? They're not chayav. He's chayav for everything. Why? What happened? Why should it be that he's chayav for everything and they're not chayav at all? So I don't know how you understood this. It's Rashi here and it's lots of fun and games. Let's see. So what's Rashi? What's the Gemara say? So, hey, Ridon. Ilema. So, maybe I didn't try to read the line before. That one of them was Posha and it damaged. Chaim, this guy that walked off, he's the one Chaim.
Not the whole group.
Not the whole group, the other group, all bottom. He's the one Chaim.
It was a five-person job.
Hey, Ridami, what's the case? Ilem and the belav ihu lo have a minta. No, still on this page. You're mixed up with Rush. It's a big paragraph. With four lines up.
With
you're the Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah?
Not in Rush.
No Rush, no. Hey Hidar. You got it? Ilem if it's the belav ihu lo have a minta, without his extra input, it wouldn't have been guarded bechlau. So this was a five-man job. So they accepted on themselves to guard their five people together, and one of them walked off. If one of them walked off, now this animal's going to go out wild. So who was the one that caused it to run off wild? That last guy. So he didn't do mixes and he's going. He did the whole thing. Without him, there's nothing. Subsita. That's possible. The Ilkovid, he thought I did it. That's not Shapna Mishnah. Mishnah would say, Mixes Nitzkoi. Not Mixes Nitzkoi, he did the whole thing. Elo must be talking about the Belav Iu Nami Minte. Elo, what you mean? He walked off it. There were still four people there. They could have looked after it on their own. Mike Ovid. What does that mean?
What did he do?
Meaning?
He did nothing.
He did nothing. That's what you're learning. He did nothing. Meaning there were four guys there. Four guys could have looked after it. He walked off. And then it damaged. Hang on, why did it damage?
Because the poor portion.
Why did it damage?
Because
there were people looking after it. Why didn't it damage? If you're looking after something, it can't cause damage. So how did it damage?
It must have been pushed in.
Because they weren't looking after it.
Right.
So why should he be more bottle than them? There were five people who were asked to look after a show. One walks off, four people stay behind. Then four people walk off, and the animal's left behind. And the animal goes and damages. So who's going to be hired? So the Gemara says, my COVID! And you've translated that he shouldn't be chayav at all. Why should he be more potter than them? Why should they be more chayav than him? There were five people asked to look after a job, and they didn't look after it. One by one, they walked off. So why should the first guy be left off the hook more than the other guys?
It's like it was still.
It could have been shown without them, but they walked off.
Had they not walked off,
right. So what are you saying? Therefore?
Therefore, he didn't move then. By him leaving, other than by being an example.
He left them responsible.
He left himself responsible. They could have all come back and help us. Let's take Trent's taking time off.
What would if they all walked off at the same time? And they would be all kind.
They would all be like
him. Right, they see him walking off and they say, you know what? We're not willing to accept responsibility, but also walk off. And then what would happen?
Then no share.
Then everyone would be right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's only here where he gave it over to four people and he said, listen, I've decided you can manage on your own and I'm leaving it to you. Right? Kilo, he gave over to a shaman to look after. That's basically how the Rosh understood with Rashi and the Rosh. Yeah. So very good. Places didn't understand like that, but at least you've got Mahalach based on at least Rash and Rosh. So let's see that. So Michael Ovid means he did nothing, meaning it was all Shama without him. And now that they were negligent, that's their business, nothing to do with him. Now we have to turn over the page and see this all in Rash. Eh, the Malach Ihu Eloi Minta.
What's that?
God.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Without his input, it wouldn't have been guarded. Could go and show you a sock of roim. You know what that means?
He was worthless.
Not worthless, no. He's a natural tendency to be bad. And this animal was a wild animal. A sock of roim. It's basic, its tendency of behavior was rough, was bad. So the animal.
Why is it in plural?
Asokov, his behavioral.
Shekayu.
Yeah. Are you Asokov? His behaviors was wrong, was bad.
So is it more?
The animal. More. Whatever it was, yeah. So it's an animal that you will not
eat on a dog. Only the Sakhen will be able to take care of it.
Huh?
Only the knife is the one way to.
Five people could. Five people could. Four people can't. Well, you need a. Four people for each leg, one for each leg, and one for the tail. In the face, you needed to be able to be well guarded. Pshite. Says Rashi, ain't to a shalti mixes nizkoi. That's not considered mixes nizkoi. Elo, kol nizkoi. The one that walked off, he didn't die damage. Vloidomi lahashnim boila, so that's not comparable to somebody who dug a pit and was mashmit to 10. It was a 9, and he was mashmit to 10. Because there, that's what Rashi now bothered. What's the difference between the guy that walked off and made it that the animals now are wild, or the guy that transformed the pit from 9 to 10? Before, they couldn't kill an arrow canking. Heard the same thing. So why do we call that Hitshati mixes this guy? Case of the 9 to 10, it's called Mixus Nizkoi. Even though he made it now into 10 without him, it wouldn't have been able to kill at all. But yet, when it's four people and five people, and one guy walks off, and now left with four, that's not called a chart. He mixes Nizkoi, well, that's called Nizkoi. What's the difference? That's what's bothering us. You have a bit, they can't kill. Why can't he kill? It's only 9 to 4. One guy comes along and adds a tefillin. Come to a popper, that's what the mission was talking about. Shouty mixes Nizkoi, Khati with the Shulma in Nizkoi, Kiyahakshu, call Nizkoi.
We're not talking about Mis.
No, come to a popper, Mis.
No. Oh, both cases were Mis.
A popper was Mis, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but Shouty in the Mishnah was a person at a pit of 9, and a guy came and transformed it into a pit of 10. And that's called a Shouty. What's the you call it? Shouti. No. Mixas Nizkoi. That's called a Shouti Mixas Nizkoi. Even though without me, he wouldn't have been able to kill. It's called Mixas Nizkoi. But when you got people looking after an animal, you need five people, and one of them walks off, that says Drash is called Kol Nizkoi. That's not Mixas Nizkoi. What's the difference? Either way, it couldn't do it without my assistance, right? In the case of a pit, it can't kill without my tent. In the case of the show, it won't be able to get damage without me guarding it. And yet, Rashi says, so the Gemara means to ask, they're guarding the pit, okay, make it from 9 to 10, that's called Mixas Nizkoi. I'm Chayim Kiru Kukola Nizkoi, but I made only Mixas Nizkoi. Regarding the five people, and one walks off, that's cool that he did the whole thing. What's the difference? That's Rashi's cash. That's not comparable to Bola, somebody who just made up the boat to tell. The Alpha Gab the Kaimelo, even though we passed it. The boat tests, the Loy of Dimisa, a boat test can't kill. Of an Ezekiel is talking me of the it can damage the the first guy helps the gromas misoso in causing the animal to die. And ultimately, in the end of the day, when the animal died, it wasn't just because of that one tepper, like we saw with the parrots, it wasn't just because of the one tepper. It's true, without the Tevach, it wouldn't have died. But why did it die? It died because of the help or assistance of the first night. So the one that made it from 9 to 10, he only did Mixas Nizkor. He only did Mixas Nizkor. He's Chavtoik, B'tashlum, and Nizkor, Kesh, and Kol Nizkor, he's Chayiv, as if he did the whole thing. It's true. He's liable as if he did the whole thing. But he only did part of it. Hashem came. In this case here, where there's four people trying to look after an animal, which is impossible for them to look after. It's only with the fifth person that can be looked after, and he walked off. He now did the whole thing. Beforehand it was locked up, and now it isn't. So he did the whole thing. It's not that he did part, he did the whole thing. It's like the Misha, where they did change it from 9 to 10, so the first guy is definitely helped towards death. There we needed the Mishnah, it's Shikha the Mishnah. There we needed the Mishnah to say the Achim Chayim. There you needed the Mishnah to tell me a Chiddush. That despite the fact that the first guy's helped out, the Achim is going to be totally Chayim for all the Nes and the death. That's what we're going to get. Yeah? So that's what. So if he could, if it wouldn't have been guarded without it, then Micah, then of course, Pshita, of course he's going to be Chayim. How did the Gemara carry on? Remember, this is now Ahmed Aleph and Rashi on his base. How did the Gemara carry on? And am I? Must be that
he was
not needed, right? So which Gemara says, if he wasn't needed, Micah Ovid. Says Rashi, what does Micah Ovid mean? Eloi Chayim. He's not chayev at all. He's not chayev at all. Now, I think part of Hashkocha Protis, part of Hashkocha Protis, or the way the princes printed it, was, there happens to be at the top of the page and on the base, a Tosis might go, it's not going on this Gemara, it's going on the next Gemara. But Tosis says, one line, we told you already, he's Tosis Kalash. Tosis says, Micah Ovid, they're all chayev. Rashi learns, Micah Ovid, the last guy is not Chayiv. The one that walked off is not Chayiv at all. And this is a Chayiv very moment. It should all be Chayiv. They were all Bishayah. One guy walked off and then the other guys walked off. They were all Bishayah. Tosis says the top line, you can see the top line. Again, it's only a preview. We haven't done the Tosis inside together, but just a preview. Bekulish Maitin, the entire Sugyan of Agamor. Means in all the examples of the Gemara, whenever it says the words Micah Ovid, says Tosis, Terech Loima, Micah Ovid Tvei Machrine. Micah Ovid means, what did he do more than the other guys? Why should he be more liable than the other guys? The Mishnah says, Kesha Kol Nizgoy, he's guy for everything. Micah Ovid, what did he do more than any of the other guys? But it's not speaking about this case, it's speaking about the next case. But Tosis says, Bekulish Maitin. I mean, also our case. In our case as well, Tosis says, Micah Ovid, he walked off, they walked off. Why should he be more chayev than them? Meaning that they all have to pay equally. That's not Pshat the Mishnah. Mishnah said that the one guy is chayev more than the rest. So that's where Machlokes Rashi Tosis. Rashi said, Micah Ovid, meaning,
he did not. What did he do?
He had four guys looking after it. And Tosis said, my God, the Kulish Maitin, Tosis said it means, an entire Suga, that they're all liable. He was Bishar, they're Bishar. All liable. So let's see the Rosh, Simenteus, who explains, Mamish Taktu said. So we see inside, Rosh. Oh, just a minute. I thought you said for the new year you're going to have a new shaver. When you, didn't you say that?
Yeah.
What's been Zat Hashem? Now we have to wait till next new year.
No.
Which bears, I'm going to put on the Rosh for you. Yossi, if I go down to Merkaz, I should buy it for you?
No.
Why, is there a particular place where you want to buy it from?
Tomorrow,
oh,
it has the brush.
Okay. Simon Tess. Another Rosh. Vayikir Mosa, you got it, David? Page 244. Excellent. Now, so you're going to listen about Ben, you want to move to the other Shah?
Beginning?
Yeah, but Simon Tess, yeah. Vayikir Mosa, Shari, the Chamisha, Bnei Odom, Okosha, Bnei Echad, man, one of them was negligent, Behidik, Kai. Says the Gemara Yechidomi. Without him, it wouldn't have been God and Shita. Of course, he's right. Hello, has speed the Velav. You naming Minter. Without him, it would have been God. Mike Ovid says, Rosh Keloima. What did he say? Okoto Legami. Not like that, he says. Okoto Legami. Yeah, like us. Okay, going. Shachem says, Rosh, I'll explain to you what's happening. The others did not
release the
responsibility from looking after the show, Kisha Posha, or Echod. But they also, Kisha Posha, Echod, they didn't behave like that. They didn't say, we now don't want to look after it anymore. But Kivan Shanisha, and since they remained there, and they can look after it below your effort. Hein chayomim v'hu poto. They're chayomim poto. Sharei masar lekulon shoyoi. He gave over. Who's he? The balabos, the balashoy, gave over his shoyoi to all of them. L'chol mishayokal l'shoyim. Whoever can look after it. V'nisrat to l'shoyim. They agreed to look after it. Afir below chavim. They agreed, even without, they didn't say we only look after it if he helps out. They agreed to look after it. If they said the one leaving, if you're not looking after him, we're also not looking after him. Then, Kulon, I love him in the book. The Rashi told us, Mike Ovid. Mike Ovid means that he should be potter completely. Now this is an important line because when we learn the next Gemara is going to talk about Eish, but if you start the Marvel Machabilas of Eish, again the Gemara is going to say Mike Ovid. Again it's going to be Rashi doesn't say anything what Mike Ovid means. If Rashi told us on the first Gemara, Mike Ovid means that the first guy is potter completely, so in the next Gemara it should also be like that. And if Tosafot tells us my God, it means that they're all equally. So the next one means all equally. And then we'll need to understand why Rashi and Tosafot argue in the next one. This tomorrow, we seem to understand what Machlokes Rashi and Tosafot is. Rashi learns that since I gave it over to the four, and the four could look after it.
Even the five.
Yeah, originally it was given to five. And now this one will
off. The four
would have been sufficient.
Why would you give over the five? Because
the
five
is not
necessary.
No. Uvda, you don't need it.
Huh?
Uvda, you don't need five. You can manage on three. And the animal could have been looked after on three. But so Rashi and the Rosh said that the person said, when he left, okay, I've left it with you with four, and he could look after. So Kilo, I gave it over to you to look after. And those are not enough. You accept the sufferings. So you're mechuyev to look after it. You can't just give it over to the other people and say, okay, I'm leaving it on your head. They didn't accept them themselves, you are Christ. You all accept that Christ, you all have to look after it. So those are all equally them. Rashi learns a chiddush, you give it over. So Pele, the first guy who walks off, is going to be part on the other four. They now walk off, and going to be chay. So we'll stop here, and we'll continue on Tuesday, Mitzvah Hashem. Next time is about Eishim, brings us back to Eishim and Shom Kitzov. So give Eishim and Shom Kitzov. We're trying to find a case where one person does mixes Nitzkoi, and his chay is if he didn't tire this.
What was on the first case?
First he wants to say Bishmak, it's only going like a bomb. Or it's only going like Misa, the Mishnah's Mashma from my any hint. Like we've been a parent's experience. It's okay. Should be well.
Okay, thank you.
How to have a major parents, yeah, well.